This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Early spring in Michigan brings the cold nights and the warm days that make tree sap flow. Although not so famous for its maple syrup, Michigan has 47 producers, even as far south as here in Washtenaw County. In this installment of 89.1 WEMU's The Green Room, Barbara Lucas explores the environmental considerations of this growing local industry.
So welcome everybody to our operation here. This is our sugar shack, and this is the evaporator room of the sugar shack. This is where we process all the sap that we collect out of the woods.
We're standing next to the large wood-fired evaporator at the annual open house of H&H Sugarbush in Chelsea. It's owned by Kirk Heading, an Ann Arbor firefighter, and his wife Michelle, a school teacher. Although the farm has been in the family for generations, they're the first to tap their trees.
We're going to hear a dinger go off in a few seconds here, and that is a timer to let us know about every 7 to 10 minutes that we've got to put in 4 to 5 pieces of wood in here. And I'm going to move out of the way because it gets hot. So he'll keep that going there. It'll close it off there in a second. All right.
Heading says new technology has brought efficiencies, such as their reverse osmosis machine that takes over half the water out of the sap before they start boiling it to concentrate its sugar.
That allows us to be able to cook 50 to 65% faster, but we also use 50 to 65% less firewood,
which reduces their carbon footprint. This use of their land is both renewable and sustainable. Heading says their 30 acres supply enough firewood each year to transform all their sap into maple products.
With emerald ash borer going through quite a few years ago, with storms that come through, take trees down, we got plenty of firewood.
A walk through thawing snow to their woods shows an amazing web of 16,000 feet of plastic tubing going from their tapped 700 trees to a main line running to the sugar shack. You can see the sap bubbling along the tubing, and if you listen closely, you can hear it gurgling along its path. Although traditionalists might balk at the plastic, Heading says the tubing has benefits.
It saves on wear and tear in the woods because we're not going out there with tractors all the time collecting every day, compacting the soils and tearing it apart, and so it helps on the woods in that way. And with a tubing system with set up with a vacuum, we can actually double our process, twice as much sap income on it.
Heading says the vacuum and tubing system doesn't interfere with the many other benefits the woods provide to them.
We use our woods for everything. We go hunting out there. We use it for lumber from the woods. We use it for firewood. We just use it for enjoyment, for being out in the woods.
The trees have other, less obvious benefits, too. They absorb stormwater runoff, provide wildlife habitat, and store carbon, important for combating climate change.
Yeah.
I thought you made syrup in the fall.
Actually, they can make syrup in the fall time because what we need is that freezing weather and warm weather. So we do get a little bit of that in the fall time, but you get very little sap that time of year. So it's usually not good enough to do, but you can do it.
Being so weather-dependent, how might a changing climate affect the industry? I consulted Dr. Abby Vandenberg of the Proctor Maple Research Center. She says there's been a decrease in the temperature differential between cold nights and warm days, which is needed to create the pressure that results in productive sap flow.
In the last 40 years, the season has decreased. The overall season length has decreased by about 3 days. How many freeze-thaw cycles we have and when those happen, you know, those are impacts that are being felt right now.
Are these changes decreasing yields?
The industry is able to overcome some of those impacts by the use of technology to kind of offset decreases in sap yields due to those changes.
But she says the changes can't be denied.
It's rare to be able to say something so concretely about climate change, like, no, this isn't something distant future thing. This is something we're experiencing right now.
Dr. Vandenberg says the range of sugar maples is shifting northward. What might happen to the maples, which are dominant in our area, long term? I spoke with forest ecologist Dr. Inez Ibanez near the University of Michigan campus, where she runs the Global Change Ecology Lab.
Under drought conditions, sugar maple, they are probably one of the species that are going to be most affected, which will make it less competitive with respect to other species that can still keep growing.
Dr. Ibanez says that although it's likely many maples could survive rising temperatures or drought, their stressed condition might attract insects that zero in on vulnerable trees.
Will probably take a long time, you know, to really change the forest, but if that, you combine that with something else, like a pest or some kind of disturbance, a tornado in one particular forest, if you combine it with something else, that forest may not be as resilient. It may not be able to recover to where it was anymore.
But for the short term, maple sugaring has been good.
This year was one of the best sap seasons that we've had. You have to have a good, solid, cold winter, and then the freezing and thawing activity in the spring.
That's maple farmer Cindy Alexander of the Michigan Maple Syrup Association. Climate change may not be a current worry, but the threat of insect invaders is.
There is a Asian longhorn beetle that's further south, but there is concern, and we're all vigilant to watch for this creature, because if it did come in, it would kill the maples, similar to how the emerald ash borer did to the ash trees.
Alexander says so far, Michigan's maple trees are pest-free, so producers do not use pesticides on their trees. With no additives, she says pure maple syrup is naturally organic, although not many producers go the extra mile to get certified.
If I were going to spend my money on organic food, I would spend it on strawberries and not organic maple syrup. I would buy any kind of pure maple syrup from Michigan.
Alexander says maple syrup or sugar can substitute for beet or cane sugar. And although it is considerably more expensive, Michigan's maple industry is growing fast.
People want local food. People want natural food. People want pure food. And maple syrup just fits that bill perfectly.
She says the process does not hurt the trees if done right.
Little town of Shepherd, Michigan, where they tap all the trees right in town. I've been doing it for at least 60 years, tapping the same trees. You know, there's other cases of family sugar bushes where you're tapping the trees for 100 years or more.
Alexander says because the impacts are so minimal, there's talk of tapping trees on state land.
And similar to like the grazing lands out west, you know, where the federal government lands are leased to livestock producers, that could looking at a similar possibility here with state land and maple production.
This proposal makes sense to Kirk Heading, who points out it's common out east.
It's natural out there, you know, in Vermont and New York and everything. It's natural to see buckets and tubing and everywhere. Everybody's used to it. They expect to see that. Around here, it's still fairly new, especially the southern part of Michigan.
With nearly 4 million acres, Michigan has the largest state forest system in the country.
Michigan is ranked about number 4 to 6, all depends on the year. If Michigan actually tapped all of our maple trees, sugar maple trees, we'd actually be number one.
Maple sugar's price may be high, but its environmental impact is relatively low. Could an expansion of the industry have the added benefit of helping our woodlands to be valued and preserved? It's a prospect some would consider sweet indeed. Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU News.
Morning.
Blueberry pancakes, the short stack with the pure maple syrup.
The Green Room is a presentation of the WEMU News Department and is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. The Green Room is presented the last Friday of every month, only on 89.1 WEMU.